Let me get this going here. With somebody that we're probably going to trash a little bit. You want? And I never play Madonna because she made me mad a few years ago. Well, I don't know how old her kid is, but we're going to start off with the Madonna song, Crazy for You. And the reason I don't play her, if anybody's interested, and, you know, that's just something you need to know, is because when she had her kid, she said she would not let her kid watch TV because of all the bad stuff, all the perverted stuff, when that's like what she did.
Yeah, she was the pioneer in, you know, rolling around half naked on the floor.
In cochinones. So we're going to make an exception today. We're going to start off with Madonna. Oh, and you had a story about her too.
Once upon a time, about 4 years ago, went to go see her in concert. She was about 3 hours late before starting her show. No apology, nothing. You know, I can understand once upon a time, diva used to mean that you had style and finesse and you really appealed to your fans. Now it seems like diva, or the attitude of diva, is, you know, whatever to everybody else. You know, your fans are the people that make you. Show some, you know, gratitude towards the people who've helped you get you where you are.
Yeah, that had to be a long wait. 3 hours?
There were half of the people walked out because they had babysitters. They didn't even get, they saw nothing.
And those seats are not comfortable.
Oh, no. You know, I'm going to go ahead and say about 5 hours in the Pepsi Stadium sitting there in those, oh, no, not good. No matter how much alcohol you drink, it's not going to help.
And so we're going to play the diva of cochinones. And now that we've trashed her, we're going to play her song. But if you have any love songs that you want to hear as a prerequisite or whatever you want to call it to Valentine's Day, you can give us a call at 426-1967. Here is Madonna, Crazy for You. 51 degrees outside. We're actually supposed to hit a high of 72 today, Angel.
Nice.
Yeah.
Another record-breaking day.
Time to break out those capris.
Yeah, but make sure you leave out your snow boots because you get some stuff this weekend, apparently. So, you know.
Capris and snow boots, hey. Wear leg warmers in between and you're ready to go.
Well, there's no different. I see all these young girls walking around at Walmart in Uggs and shorts, so, you know, 6 of 1.
That's way not me.
Me either.
Our next love song is Faithfully by Journey. Hope you're having a good morning. Love is Strange by Mickey and Sylvia. 7:56, you're listening to Classic Hits, Z96 FM. 54 degrees, we're expecting a high today of 72, and that always reminds me of Dirty Dancing.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
And that has to be the best part right there. Yeah. So today we're doing love songs, kind of like as a get you ready for Valentine's Day, even though it's next Tuesday. But some people are celebrating this weekend. So for you crazy people who are celebrating early.
Well, you know what? You shouldn't just have to have one day to celebrate your love.
Right.
You know, and love comes in all shapes and sizes. And that's kind of what we're looking at. Fun love, serious love, you know.
Depressing love, like Sinead O'Connor. We might do that one later.
You know, the people that confuse love and lust. Whatever.
Yeah, get it straight. If you don't know by now, that's it. You're going to find out the hard way.
That's right.
So here's Grease with...
You're the one that I want.
Hey, there, Zuko! You gotta be
Zuko!
Hall & Oates with You've Lost That Love and Feeling from 1980. And
so is that Oates and Hall or Hall & Oates?
It says on there Hall & Oates, so I guess they went alphabetically when they started.
Well, according to Will and Grace, it was 20 years under Hall & Oates and then the next 20 under Oates & Hall, so I don't know.
So they're Oates & Hall now.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, and it wasn't the Righteous Brothers, which I was surprised, but...
Yeah, well, it's one of those who did it first songs, because you get used to hearing it one way and then you're like, wait a minute, that's not the Righteous Brothers.
So Righteous Brothers did it first.
I believe so, yes.
Okay, because I didn't know who was older.
Yeah, I think the Righteous Brothers, definitely. Okay. I think they did that in the 60s, 70s. I'm not 100% sure, but I know that they did their stuff first.
Okay, well, that makes me feel older.
No, that just means you had a really good childhood where your parents actually exposed you to music. So that's why you're a happy person.
Oh.
You know, happy people are raised with music.
Okay, good. Well, let's have some more music, and here's... what would you call this one? This would be a ugly song, a bad song, or in love songs?
I think it's kind of a coming of age song, because really I think everybody goes through that one person that they feel that way about, and then they find their real love.
Well then, Dr. Angel has spoken.
Please feel free to call in with any questions.
The advice is free, 426-1967. Joan Jett, I hate myself for loving you. 8:15, you're listening to Classic Hits Z96 FM. So, you know, we're kind of watching videos as we're doing this, the 80s videos. And I don't know about you, Angel. Angel Birch. But a lot of these people, I remember wanting to be like them.
No kidding.
I'm like, oh, I still don't fit into that outfit.
Right. Well, but then if you've ever tried to, you know, to wear leather, that's not comfortable. I don't know how they do what they do.
I just had this flash in my head of, I don't know if you've ever watched Third Rock from the Sun.
Uh-huh.
When, I forgot his name, the older guy. He has the leather pants because he's trying to be young and he can't walk. And it's like, crick, 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 crick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, it's kind of like Friends with Ross in the leather pants. Trying to get the lotion to get him back up.
Oh, my gosh. So anyway.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Devin, but we're going to do a giveaway right now. And we're giving away green chili cheeseburger from K-Bops.
Yum.
So, yeah, I know, especially for a Friday. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good Friday meal.
Heck yeah, that's a good any day meal. I'm going to go ahead and say I'll even have that for breakfast. Yum.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, now I'm getting hungry. So, whoever guesses what this next song is, give us a call, 426-1967. Color Me Bad with All for Love from 1991, actually. And we do have a winner, Angel.
Nice. Michael must have been really hungry for that burger. We must have made it sound real appealing.
Yep. He won a green chili cheeseburger from K-Bob's. So congratulations to you. Anyway, Angel has an announcement for Madeline, which I'm going to call you back anyway. But she just, you know, found all the information we needed.
There you go. Well, apparently there's been a few calls coming in and people are hearing the commercial in regards to the Al Hurricane show. So it's the Sweetheart Dance at the OK Casino. It's going to be Saturday, February the 11th with Al Hurricane, Darren Cordova y Color, and Al Hurricane Jr. And so doors open at 7 and the show starts at 9. So if you want to take your sweetie out, like I've heard a lot are going to do, that's a good show to catch.
Yep. So there you go. And now we have the information written down so we can actually answer the question when they call us, right?
Yes. You know, it's not 411, but we will find the information for you.
We got Google.
There you go.
836, you're listening to Classic Hits, Z96 FM. This Friday morning, got a special guest in the studio this morning. Got Angel Birch, so it's Angel and Angie today, and we're not doing funk, we're doing kind of like love songs, whether they...
Yeah, to get you in the mood for love. You know, Valentine's is right around the corner. So for some of us, we forget these things. So hopefully this is a helpful reminder.
Well, I don't know about if that Joan Jett, I Hate Myself for Loving You, gets you in the mood for love. I think that's in the mood for like fighting.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, it's good. It's
I'm going to hit you with
way.
A brick.
Well, so we could play Hit Me With Your Best Shot. It would be the same thing, you know.
Okay, that's more like it. But we got a couple of requests, and this one is going out to Casilda.
Yes, and Tony.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Modern English with Melt With You for Tony and Casilda. Happy Valentine's Day, my friends. And just wanted to do a little shout out this morning to all of you folks down at the government ghetto. ISD, child support, CYFD, motor vehicle, all you folks out there that work really hard to keep us all where we need to be. Thank you, and I hope you have an awesome day. And also to my family and friends at DVR, and hope everybody is having an amazing Friday.
Yeah, TGIF.
Amen.